From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is seeking to reassure Americans the country is not divided after what he called a painful week with the killing of five Dallas police officers and the killing of two black men by police. The president spoke to reporters before leaving the NATO summit in Poland for Spain.
So when we start suggesting that somehow there's this enormous polarization and we're back to the situation in the 60s, and that's just not true.
Obama is due back in Washington Sunday night. Meantime, in Dallas, there were some tense moments Saturday after police got an anonymous call threatening officers. Police locked down the headquarters for a time, but there were no reports of anyone being injured. Many people mourning the loss of the officers are flocking to a memorial outside the police headquarters.
Late Friday, shooting erupted outside.
That was obviously not the soundbite we wanted you to hear there. The people that were at the Dallas Police Headquarters basically were talking about how torn they were and that they were consoling one another. We'll have that in our next newscast. During the two-day NATO summit, President Barack Obama pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance in Europe. The president reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and the transatlantic relationship. Mr. Obama also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly 1